Well, Coach, just a great all-around game tonight. Guys took an early lead in the first quarter and really never looked back.
Yeah, we got out. We were aggressive from the get-go. That's something we're trying to do this year a lot, because in the past it's always been either the first quarter or the third quarter blues. So, you know, I figured, you know, change the culture, get out there, be aggressive, get an early lead, and never look back.
I thought the name of the game tonight for you guys was definitely defense and rebounding.
Yep.
You were able to apply quite a bit of full-court pressure, got some turnovers, and when you weren't hitting your shots, AJ, Wyatt, a lot of guys were just going out after rebounds and getting easy putbacks and sometimes third and fourth chance looks.
Yes, exactly. We are very aggressive on defense and rebounding. We've stressed that a lot. I feel like that's what was killing us in the past years. Just wasn't there. There's other teams getting them third and fourth looks, so they've done a really good job hustling, and they'll die for loose balls, and I'm very proud of them.
Of course, too, anytime your guards buy into that mindset as well, August Cozart and Caden Callum, they were flying all over the place, too, for rebounds, and it really just gets everyone fired up.
Yes, it does. I took the Greg Fiesel approach. I told them if they're not going for rebounds, they're going for loose balls on the floor, they're not going to play, and, well, you know, they want to be out there, so they are very aggressive this year. It's been great, really good.
Of course, too, I know the start of the season didn't go the way you wanted to at Cerro Gordo, seeing some different teams, but this week, really nice turnaround. Got an overtime win over Niogo on Tuesday, and then another conference win today, so I'm sure that's something that you're definitely happy about.
Oh, yeah, we're very happy. That tournament was tough, but, you know, two of them games went in overtime, and another one was a single-digit loss, and Riverton got us by 15, but we were winning in the fourth quarter all them games. And so the fact that we were competing the whole time up there says a lot about the team we are and, you know, just fighting NTC.
Of course, too, like you said, in a sense of trying to change the culture, I feel like you guys are really doing a good job of that because in the past you guys have had some really good years but also some down years as well, but it seems like everyone now, especially the seniors, are really bought in and wanting to go out and play how they're capable of.
Yes, exactly. They can't wait to get to practice. You know, they're not looking at the clock as years pass, when's practice going to be over. You know, it's been a blessing. This is a good group, good team, all across the board, too, from fresh soft to varsity. It's tough practices. I sit there and I preach, and people laugh. I was like, you want to have state championship caliber practices. But in reality, that's what you want. You know, you want your team to be mentally and physically prepared for that. So that's what they're doing.
Of course, too, I'm sure that makes it fun to coach whenever you have some competitive practices and guys who are brothers, in a sense, going at each other in practices and kind of making it a dogfight in the practices like it would be in a game.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a dogfight. You know, I could switch the starting lineup every game, honestly, and that's a good deal. I haven't had that in the past. We're deep this year, and like I said, look at Remington Howe today. He got in early. Griffin Vaughn gets in early. Them two, wow, you know, they're only sophomores, and they're really climbing that ladder, so it's good.
Of course, too, anytime you can get your whole bench in, especially whenever, like you said, you feel like you have the depth and you feel like you can play in different styles, it's only going to make it that much tougher to compete against.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we're trying to wear teams down early. And, of course, that's not always going to happen. You're going to have them teams that can just keep going. But, you know, if you got a deep bench, we can go 8 or 9 deep and, you know, for defensive purposes. And, you know, that helps out a lot.